Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios. This morning, I am happy to have with me the Miss 2023 Jersey County Fair Queen, Kendall Price. Welcome, Kendall.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you.
I mean, look at all these ugly mugs in here. And then you walk in, the place brightens up.
Makes the panel look
better. Everything looks so much better. Oh, my. Yes. So, Kendall, mm-hmm. you've grew up in Jerseyville, I suppose.
Yes. I have.
Yeah, and Jerseyville High School. And
correct.
All that good stuff. What'd you like about high school?
My favorite part would probably have to be being involved in school activities. Being in high school, I think it's really important to get along with your peers and kind of branch out. I was a super shy younger kid, so being able to be a part of cheerleading kind of helped me branch out a little bit, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, so you were a cheerleader?
I was, yeah. All 4 years.
Now, were you one of the cheerleaders? Did you get thrown up in the air?
I was a thrower. I don't like heights, so I don't think I could do that.
Yeah,
but
you know, I was never a cheerleader, but if I mm-hmm. was, I'd be a thrower too.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like heights. It's just that I'd be hard to
throw. It's a little scary.
I'd be hard to throw.
Yeah.
Me, but. and then you went to Lewis and Clark College.
I did. I went to Lewis and Clark my first year of college, and then I transferred this past fall to SIUE.
Ah, and what are you studying?
Elementary education.
Oh, man. You're going to be a great elementary ed.
Thank you.
Any certain grade you're thinking about?
I particularly like kindergarten through second, but if I had to pick like just one grade, it'd be second grade because they still get to do stuff on their own and they still love you. Like it's a happy medium.
I can tell you this going in, I'm sure people have told you that, you know, every little kindergartner or first grader boy is just going to have a crush on you. I can tell you that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Oh, yes. I love Mrs. Price.
Aww.
Be getting love letters and everything else. Could you wait for me till I get bigger?
Oh, yeah. That warms my heart.
Yeah. You know, actually, I used to be a teacher.
Really?
Yes. Years ago. And then I got out of the teaching business. And then, mm-hmm. But I would go back and sub once in a while just for fun. And I did sub a kindergarten class once.
Oh, my gosh. How was that?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, but it wore me out.
Oh,
I had a blast. I had a blast doing it, but I was so exhausted.
Definitely does wear you out.
Yeah, because, they're hilarious. I mean, they're just so much fun. I mean,
but, they really are.
Yes. So, you've had some work experience.
I have.
Tell us about your work experience.
So, I've been teaching at Parish School Performing Arts for approximately 3 years. I've kind of like volunteered before that, but I've been working for about 3 years there. And that also kind of helped me like transition into wanting to be a teacher. That kind of finalized my decision for me. Mm-hmm. And then I just recently, in December, got a job at Ivy and Blush, which also really helps me with like my communication skills, which I really like. And I obviously get to try on all the cute clothes and help people find their style, which I really like.
Yeah. Well, there's a beautiful store.
It is. It is so cute in there.
I'll tell you, up and down State Street. Mm-hmm. We have so many nice stores.
We do. We really do.
Yes. And, you know, some nice restaurants and bars, mm-hmm. too. And
absolutely.
All kinds of good things. It's really...
Yes.
I hear a lot of people that come through, you know, complimenting.
Yes.
And it's nice that you're a part of it.
Yes, I love to be.
So, you have some family? I know you have mom and dad?
Correct, yes.
What's their names?
So, my mom's name is Patty Price, and my dad's name is Jason Price, and then I also have a younger brother named Carson.
How old's Carson?
Carson just turned 17 a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, he's...
Yeah.
Now, how old are you?
I am 19.
Yeah, you're just a couple years older.
Yes.
Are you too close?
We are close. We, obviously, as kids, bickered and would fight, but probably when we both got into high school, we started to get really close, so he's, like, one of my best friends.
And hobbies?
I really like to dance. I'm actually a super, super senior at my dance studio this year. So I am one of the oldest ones there, which is really fun. And then I also love to go shopping. I like to spend time with family and friends. That's something that's really important to me. And I also really like to just get out and in my community, like being a part of Miss Jersey County. I get to, you know, go down State Street and get to experience those kinds of things. So
yes, and you get to meet all the people.
Yes, everybody I love meeting people.
Everybody wants to meet the royalty.
Yes.
Yeah. So dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you teach?
Also? I do. Yeah, I dance and I teach this year.
When you dance, is there certain dance categories that you like to perform?
Yeah, I like to do hip-hop, so I'm in two routines this year. We have a hip-hop production number, which is a big group of us. It's like about 20-something girls. And then our senior hip-hop is just us older girls in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where will you perform at?
Parish School Performing Arts.
I mean, like, will you go to any events? Anything?
Yeah, so we'll be at Edwardsville High School sometime in April, and we'll compete at Platinum Dance Competition, and then we will also compete the week before that with Elite Dance Cup.
Great. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there been any really relevant game changers in your life as of lately?
I would have to say definitely visiting Stella Schultz was something that like really brought realization to how lucky I am, and being able to see her just go from being so sad and being in the hospital and being able to be there and her get so excited and seem like her normal self really just brightens my day, and it's something that I absolutely love.
Why don't you share with us a little, the listeners, about Stella? What you know.
So Stella Schultz is a little girl in our community who has a heart condition, and she's actually looking for a new heart. And so she's been at St. Louis Children's Hospital since about mid-November, and she's basically just there doing therapy, trying to find a heart donor.
Yes, and just waiting.
Yeah, right. She has to wait. Yep.
And the parents are there waiting with her. And did you do an auction or help with an auction or something?
I did. So at 1AG here in town, they had a little online auction.
1AG?
Yes. It's a church in town.
Okay.
Yes. So they had an online auction where people could bid online on certain things. People donated like little baskets or little signs and stuff like that. And people would bid on them, and the highest bidder would get the prize. And then on Sunday, a couple of weeks ago, my little Miss Blakely and I got to help hand out those baskets and see how great our community was. Like, seeing the constant line of people coming through to help pay those medical bills for Stella was absolutely amazing.
Oh, that is sweet. And thanks so much for, doing that. That's
You're
great.
Welcome. Yes.
Any other things that you've enjoyed as being queen?
Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Everyone I've always talked to is like, oh my gosh, you're so involved. You love to go to things. And that's my favorite part, is being able to go and represent my community. A couple of things that I probably liked the best was Downtown Country Christmas. You get to see everybody in the community come together, which I really enjoy. And then we also got to see all the local businesses and see what they all have to offer. And then there was little games that they had set up, so I got to like interact with some of the kids and interact with even some of the parents too, which was really fun.
Yeah, and probably, have you been involved in a few parades?
I have, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been in multiple.
So do all three of you, the Miss and Little Miss and all, you get together and go together usually?
Yep. So me and Blakely, my Little Miss, we always love to match. So we always get in like a really pretty red car from Sean Isringhausen, who lets us borrow it.
Ah,
yeah.
Sean Isringhausen.
Yep. He's one of our good family friends. So we get to go all over. We've been to Calhoun. We've done the couple of parades in town, like the Veterans Day Parade. And what other ones? Downtown Country Christmas we were involved in. Even just like ours before we got crowned was so fun to see everybody come out and watch it.
I am here at the studio. We have Kendall Price, and she's telling us all about her experience as a Miss Jersey County Fair Queen. Tell me a little bit. Now, we had the state competition, which was, what, a month ago, maybe?
Yeah, about a month or so.
And was there 73?
Yes.
Yes.
73 girls.
73 girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about that experience. Tell the listeners about it.
It was absolutely amazing. Like, people always say, you know, state can be super stressful and it can be super hard, but I had the absolute best time of my life. I got to get really close with some of my pageant crew, which I haven't quite had the opportunity to do yet. And then it also really brought my mom and I closer.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that? How did it bring you closer?
So she actually shared a room with me, which was really fun. So we got to have like a little sleepover for like 6 days in a row, which,
oh my.
Yeah, I don't really get to do that much with my mom anymore. We both have busy schedules. Mm-hmm. So, but she would, you know, steam my dresses for me, help me with my hair. She was just very supportive in there for me, which I really loved.
Yeah, six days.
Yes, it is 6 days.
So it starts on, what day did it start on?
I went up on Wednesday night, but it officially starts on Thursday morning.
Okay. Did you meet any good people up there?
I did, yes. So I'm good friends with actually the 2024 Miss Illinois County Fair Queen, Natalie Evans. And then I'm really close with Madison County Fair Queen, Lainey Bach. She's actually my big in my sorority. Mm-hmm. So we kind of met through that as well. And then I'm also really close with Morgan Widmer from Adams County. So I've made some really good friendships.
Great. Whenever, did you have to give an interview? Is that how they do it?
Yes.
So everybody gets an interview?
Correct. We get a 4-minute interview.
Okay. And then after that, what else happened after that?
So we did a lot of practice. So we do like a production number at the very beginning of the final day where we do a dance. And so we'd have practice for that.
Everybody together?
Everybody together.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a big stage.
It is. Yes. We had to fit a lot of us on there.
Well, that was right down your alley.
Then. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was so fun for me.
Did they put you right out front?
I actually was out front because I was contestant number 4.
Oh. Oh,
kind of the luck of the draw, but.
Yeah. So they had a big dance number you practiced.
Yes.
For.
Yep. So we'd practice there, or we'd have like little get-togethers. Like Queen Paige absolutely loved ice cream. So we had a little ice cream party all together. And then we'd take all of the official pictures together, which was really fun because you got to stand by people you didn't normally get to meet. And that was one of the things that I really liked, was getting to know other fair queens that aren't just around Jersey County.
I mean, you were there that many days.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you do?
So I would have to say we definitely did a lot of like bonding things together, or
okay.
We would have practices, or like the director Sandy would have little meetings with us, and we would all get together and do that. And then on Saturday was prelims, so we had the first 32 contestants go, and then we all did speech and swimsuit and evening gown, and then the same thing happened in the evening for the evening contestants.
I see.
Yeah.
Did that all happen at the fairgrounds? Or where did that happen at?
In Springfield.
Oh, in Springfield.
Correct, yeah. I mean, at the Crown Plaza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
Yes. So yes. We had all the fair queens staying in the Crown Plaza, which was also really fun.
Another topic. I know you have something up coming up called the Bunny Brew Hop.
Yes.
On April 6th from 4 to 10 p.m.
Correct.
At the Jersey County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
All right. Tell us, I guess you are hosting that or help hosting it, or you're
involved
in it.
Yes, I'm going to be there.
Can you tell the listeners about it so maybe they hear and they want to turn out for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so we will have like things like cornhole. There will be an egg hunt. The Legion is providing beverages. There'll be like little TVs for stuff going on. So there's just a few things to kind of help, you know, the adults kind of get involved in our community.
Because this is adult orientated.
Correct. It is 21 plus.
21 and up.
Yes.
All right. But you get to come too, though.
I do. I get the privilege to go.
Yes. So 21 and up, that should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's 4 to 10, so I'm sure there's going to be some good food there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are they going to have any food trucks?
They will. Yeah, there'll be multiple food trucks there.
Egg hunt, raffles, cornhole tournament.
Correct.
So anybody wants is a good cornhole thrower,
mm-hmm.
come in and get involved. So what are something, a message that you would like to send out to People, young people are thinking, oh, should I try out for Miss Jersey mm-hmm. County or Little Miss or that type of competition? What are you going to say to them to encourage them to do it?
So I would say to just go for it. It seems really scary and really intense, but you have all the practices and it is totally worth the experience. You really don't understand how amazing it is when you're up on the stage and you feel confident in yourself. And that is something that I really want girls to understand is, yes, I am very involved, but you don't have to be as involved. Like you take it as it is, and I definitely think people should run for it. It's a really great thing to do. It boosts your communication skills. It helps you with your self-confidence. It's just something that's really brought me out of my comfort zone, and I think girls really need to experience that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's fantastic. It is very, very important. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got it, I mean, wow, can it just advance you so
yes,
much farther?
Yes, it really can.
Yeah, so that you have a step up
yes.
in life right mm-hmm. off the bat.
And even, like, regardless of the outcome, like, even if I wouldn't have won this amazing title, I would have been proud of myself no matter what because I did step out of my comfort zone. And I did something that I've always wanted to do when I was little. So my advice is just to go for it. The worst that could happen is you don't win, but you still walk out with a great experience.
I know they always ask a question, mm-hmm. and that has to be nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking. I won't lie.
That
has
to be the most nerve-wracking because you don't know what the question is. Everybody is there waiting because everybody mm-hmm. gets the same question, right?
No, we all get different ones.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So this year we started with two random ones that we draw out of a bowl. So we really don't have any idea.
What was your question?
Oh,
you remember?
I won't lie. I kind of blacked out, but it was something along the lines of agriculture education. I know it was one of them. And then the other one was, what did I love about Jersey County?
Okay. Now, see that question. That's mm-hmm. the big kicker for people
it
thinking
is.
About getting it.
Yes.
So what is your strategy that you'll pass on to those people that are thinking, I don't know if I can do the question. What do you say to them?
One of the things that I would do is, since my mom was Miss Jersey County Fair Queen in 1995. She actually got to help me with it. So we would randomly go on walks and she'd be like, Kendall, what is your favorite thing about yourself? And I would just have to say it off the fly of my seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good strategy.
It is. It's really nice. Or just like, this sounds silly, but looking in the mirror and saying a question to yourself. Like you just randomly come up with a question. Once you consistently do that, it becomes normal to kind of roll with it because at first I was like, there's no way I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does. It gets really comfortable. You practice those at practice too. You get a list of questions that could be a possibility to kind of help you gear towards what could be mentioned.
Well, Kendall, do you have anything else you want to add to this interview
before we close it out? I do want to add one thing. Our applications for Miss Jersey County and Little Miss Jersey County come out at the end of March, so I'd love to see people start to sign those. So I'm very excited about that.
Where can they get an application?
It will be posted on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, did you hear that? It's coming out end of March. Yeah. Well, that is great. We're so fortunate to have such a lovely young lady.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, thank you. Have a great time. And we will be looking forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks. You too.